Welcome to Therapeutic Intentions Podcast. My name is Stephanie Dingbaum. I am a mental health therapist, and I am so passionate about all things health and wellness, personal development, and empowering others to be their most authentic and best versions of themselves. Here at Therapeutic Intentions, we are all about having intentional and authentic conversations on whole body health, healing practices, mindset, and ways to uplevel your life so you can truly be the best version of you. If you are a woman, a mom, hope to someday be a mom, a healer, or just in a place where you want to start prioritizing yourself and your health, then this podcast is for you. I am so glad you're here. If you're ready, let's get to it. Welcome back. Thank you for being here and listening. If you tuned in to part one, which is episode 5, you have a bunch of background knowledge about this traumatic event that happened in my life in 2016. And I want to dive back into that story and finish telling you some of the takeaways that I feel are vital for you to be aware of. And you can probably benefit from hearing these things too. If you didn't listen to episode 5, I highly recommend you go back and listen to that and then come back and listen to episode 6, because this is part 2. I believe you want to hear that one before you listen to this one, or you're going to kind of be lost. So growing up, I used to believe that those stories in the Bible about miracles that God performs, I used to just believe that they're just stories and that's it. Like fairy tale stories. They're just stories. They're not true. They're not based on real life examples. And growing up in the church and growing up praying, growing up believing in God and Jesus, you know, you hear a lot of stories from the Bible. But having witnessed such an amazing miracle in my own life, I now know and I firmly believe that they happen all the time, all around us, in big and little ways. And I will never lose faith in that. This whole event of breaking my neck opened my eyes to miracles. Like I mentioned, the one of seeing Ben in the ER 6 years after my car accident when I first met him. And honestly, miracles are all around us. If you keep your eyes open, you will see them daily. Again, some are just small little, I like to call them synchronicities because I don't believe in coincidences. But they do. They happen daily. They're all around us. And so many little miracles in this whole experience, honestly, they added up to one giant miracle. When I was in the helicopter on the way to the University of Iowa Hospital, I was just continuously, over and over again, praying for peace and praying for God to take my fears away. And then minutes later, once I arrived at the ER at the University of Iowa, it was then that I was presented with a familiar face. That is not a coincidence. That's called a miracle. What are the chances that the EMT that showed up at my car accident in college happened to be working the same day that I was airlifted to Iowa City 6 years later? That's a miracle, especially after I was just praying for peace and for the fears to be taken away. When I saw that familiar face, it was like all the fear just dissipated. That's a miracle. And I don't remember this, but Ben came up to visit me before he left at the end of his shift. He came up to my hospital room and he was telling me that when I was in the ER, after I recognized him, which I don't remember recognizing him, that was just what he told me. But after recognizing him, the first thing I asked him was how his dog was, which just cracks me up. I mean, I'm a lover of dogs, so it's not a surprise, but I don't remember this. And I just was like, yeah, I'm sure I did. That sounds like me, you know? So the fear went away. God answered that prayer. And another example, the morning after the accident, that Monday morning, when I was lying in my hospital bed, and I asked God to protect me and to keep me strong. And then later that morning, I was able to overcome a few obstacles, like walking, steps, going to the bathroom, being released from the hospital less than 24 hours after breaking my neck. Those are all miracles. Those are answered prayers. That's strong right there. That is such a strong example of just how prayers can work. So to continue on with the story, once I was discharged, Mitch, my then boyfriend, he had the hefty task of driving me home from the hospital. And just to put this into perspective, you guys, his girlfriend was in a neck brace, had just broken her C2 vertebrae the day before, and was being put into the front seat of his car. And I was surrounded. The hospital gave us my pillows. So I was surrounded by pillows. There was a pillow behind my back. There was a pillow behind my neck and my head. There was a pillow. I was holding onto a pillow in front of me. There was a pillow between me and the door. Like, I was sandwiched in the front seat with pillows all around me. And then my mom was sitting behind me in the back seat. Mitch had to drive a girl with a broken neck from the University of Iowa back home, which is a 90-minute drive. Talk about fear. Like, I can only imagine how he must have felt. That must have been terrifying for him. And I believe that was probably the slowest drive home from Iowa City that he's ever done. So, moving forward, in the days following me getting home, I honestly have very little recollection of everything that had happened that day I broke my neck, but we were bombarded with lots of visits from family and friends in the days following me getting home. And so I was being filled in of all the stories of things that I couldn't recall, of people that were there, just filling me in of the series of events that led to me being in the hospital. That was very overwhelming, to say the least. But one of the stories that I was told was about me being rescued from the water seconds after I had fallen from the pyramid. So initially, nobody knew what was wrong. However, I was floating on the water, not moving. And typically when you fall from a pyramid, they train you on the ski team when you fall to raise one or two hands in the air so they know you're good to go. And so the rescue boat can just come and grab you and take you to where you need to be, like the dock or the shore or whatever. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't flailing my hands in the air. I wasn't moving. I was just floating on the water. So the rescue boat came over to me immediately, and they had the difficult task of getting me from the water to the back of the boat, to the nearest dock, and then eventually onto the ambulance board. And they had to do all of that without too much movement or drastic movement. Again, they didn't know what was wrong with me at this point. I was told, though, that I was complaining about my neck hurting. And so they had to do all that they could to not move my neck when they moved me from the water to the back of the boat, to the dock, to the ambulance board. That was another big miracle that came out of this entire situation. Had they moved me the wrong way or used too much force, that entire situation could have turned out so much more differently than it did. And to this day, I feel like I owe them so much thanks for responding exactly as they should have in that moment. Their swift and cautious actions honestly saved my life that day. I firmly believe that. They responded exactly as they should have. Like, I truly believe if it had been if they had done anything differently, the whole situation could look very different to this day. So grateful for that. So grateful for those individuals. So the days and weeks following that event, I couldn't be left alone. So pretty much it was like I had to be babysat, for lack of a better word, from that day forward until I at least like built up my strength to be able to walk on my own or go to the bathroom on my own or get up by myself. And I couldn't do those things. I mean, I think it was 3 weeks before I was able to truly stand up on my own again, out of a chair. Laying down was still a different story, but I needed somebody there with me at all times, bottom line. So between Mitch and my mom and friends and family, they made sure that somebody was there with me 24 hours a day. And lucky for me, I truly was blessed with an amazing community of friends and family and community members. I mean, even like my family, but also Mitch's family helped out tremendously. I mean, the support was overwhelming, but in a good way. I truly felt like I was being looked out for. And that's a God moment there, having all of that support. That's a God moment. That's an answered prayer. God definitely provided for me in that time of need. There's no doubt about that. The final miracle that I feel is the biggest one in all of this, well, yeah, it is the power of prayer. I always have been a believer in prayer. I mean, it was how I was raised. But this event, when you are in a situation where you actually witness that power firsthand, that's, your belief is cranked up a notch when you witness it. And the days and weeks after I had broken my neck, I had learned of just the amount of people who were praying for me the day of my accident. That was a game changer. I mean, I was on numerous prayer chains at several local churches and churches beyond our even local ones, multitude of friends and family and community members that were praying for me. We even had, I mean, all of my family, but I had family that lived over in the country, Turkey. They were praying for me. I mean, word had really gotten out there to surrounding counties and communities. There was so much prayer happening on my behalf. And I truly believe that the outcome could have and would have looked completely different had the power of prayer not been put into practice. And that is a miracle to me. And this whole event, you guys, it truly transformed my spiritual health. And like I said before, we don't know why bad things happen to good people. And we don't know why some people have accidents and end up paralyzed and others have accidents and are able to walk again like me. We don't know. But I do know that God showed himself to me over and over again in my story. He showed himself to me in little ways. And he showed himself to me in big ways. And that reassurance, that has just always stuck with me. And it's why I choose to practice gratitude so much in my life now, instead of focusing on the negatives in my life. I truly believe that there is always, always something to be grateful for, no matter what the situation is. I mean, I could have been in the helicopter and could have been like, woe is me. Well, F my life. I can't believe this happened. Now I don't get to go to work tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, really, really, I could have. But I chose to pray instead. And overnight, when I couldn't sleep, I could have been like, great, I'm not getting any sleep tonight. Well, this sucks. On top of having a broken neck, well, this sucks. But I didn't. I prayed instead. And I chose to focus on the fact that I had movement instead. There is always something to be grateful for, no matter how bad the situation is. I strongly, strongly encourage you to always try to find that ray of hope, because I truly believe it's always there. You choose your mindset. It is not the other way around. The mindset does not choose you. You choose the mindset. If you want things to go down a negative path, then choose to be a victim. Choose to look at it from a negative state of mind. But if you want hope, if you want to see the good, then choose to look at it from a positive perspective. I have always believed that God uses experiences in our lives to mold us, to be like closer to our authentic and best versions of ourselves, or more godlike. And that's exactly what he did in this whole experience. He made me more like him. He made me closer to my best version of me, my most authentic version of me. He got me a little bit closer to that version. And like I said before, mindset's everything. How you choose to look at events in your life, what perspective you choose to have, that can greatly alter how things end up for you. Mindset is huge. I cannot stress this enough, you guys. There is so much to be said on the power of our thoughts and the power of our mindset. You can control it. It does not have to be the other way around. I know sometimes it's difficult. I know sometimes it's not easy to change those negative thoughts into positive. But it is possible with practice and consistency. It is possible. So I encourage you to consider that moving forward after today. Remember how powerful your thoughts are. Remember that your outcomes in life are based off of how you choose to look at your life, what mindset you choose to have. All I hope after listening to part one and part two is that there's something from this story that you can take away. This is a story that I have continued to talk about. In the year following the accident, I got into public speaking a lot, and I was sharing this story with so many different crowds of people, with high school students, with different churches, different church congregations, obviously like friends, family. I mean, I wasn't going to keep this to myself. I wanted people to know just how powerful these miracles were in my life. And I wanted people to know the power of prayer. And I wanted people to know that you can choose how you look at events in your life. You can choose to look at them from a positive perspective. You can choose to have hope even in the most dire of situations. That's just so powerful. So I hope this helped you. I hope, like I said before, I hope there's just one thing that you can take from this that can benefit you moving forward. Thank you guys for being here, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much for listening to us. It means so much to me. If there were any aha moments or anything that really resonated with you on today's episode, then please take a minute and share it on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you. Also, if you could, please rate and review the podcast, as it is new and that really helps to get the word out there more and reach even more listeners. I'll catch you on the next episode.